A champion of American Sign Language has died. William Stokey helped win recognition for ASL as a language. He had a long career at Gallaudet University here in Washington, D.C. Gallaudet students are deaf. William Stokey was not. He came in 1955 to teach English. His friend and former colleague David Armstrong explains, in those days, American Sign Language was not allowed in the classroom.
The classes were conducted in sign language to the extent that the professors were able to sign, and there was not a lot of organized training for new professors. So as Bill tells it, he was pretty much thrust into the classroom after a few lessons. He learned the manual alphabet so he could fingerspell English words.
And the students were expected to lip read.
Yes, and the students were expected somehow to figure out what all this meant. To the extent they could lip read, if the professor was speaking, to the extent they could interpret whatever it was that the teacher was doing when he or she attempted to sign.
As I understand the story, he noticed right away that the students in private out on the campus would be speaking in American Sign Language.
Yes, he saw that they were doing something that wasn't what he had been shown or what he thought he knew how to do, and of course became curious about that. I think it's also a critical observation that he found them to be a lot brighter than he had been led to believe by some of the old hands, that somehow they seemed to know things, yet they didn't seem to be learning it necessarily through the English language.
American Sign Language, can you give us a description, definition of ASL?
It's a visual spatial language. If you think about it, any spoken language like English tends to be quite linear. The speech sounds come out one after another. A sign language like ASL, on the other hand, can take advantage of all of the aspects of three-dimensional space. If you're talking about a room, for example, you may want to represent different things that are in the room at different places and then refer to those locations. Or you can show how a group of people are positioned with relationship to each other, and then simply go back and refer to the positions again when you want to refer to the particular person. If you think of it that way, it has what would appear to us to be, for example, a fairly complex way of dealing with pronouns, but one that's perhaps much more precise.
Why was William Stokey so insistent on legitimizing ASL as a language?
I think it was a really deep humanitarian impulse on his part. I think it was his distress at seeing the way deaf people were treated. And his contribution was to show that, in fact, what they were doing was not some sort of ad hoc pantomime or mimicry or some sort of corrupt code, visual code for the spoken language around them, but something unique and creative of their own.
It must have been, looking back on it, quite a struggle for William Stokey to try to teach Middle English and in ASL as he was learning it.
Yes, a struggle. I mean, deaf people will tell you, you know, Bill Stokey was not the greatest signer of all time. You know, here's the guy who discovered that ASL is a language and that showed it to the world in general. But you know, he was not one of the great signers.
The students might make fun of William Stokey's signing. They also certainly would laugh at the times when he would bring his bagpipes to campus.
Well, yes, the bagpipes and the motorcycle are part of the Stokey mythology. He was a person of Scottish ancestry who was very proud of that ancestry, and he acquired many of the accoutrements, including kilts and full Highland regalia and a set of Highland war pipes, which he would play on any occasion, sometimes not necessarily invited. I think one of the jokes about it was that there are times when it's good to be deaf, and perhaps when he got to piping, that was one of them.
Professor Armstrong, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for letting me talk about a wonderful human being.
David Armstrong speaking with us about William Stokey, who died in Chevy Chase, Maryland, April 4th. He was 80 years old. Stokey and Armstrong are co-authors of the book Gesture and the Nature of Language.